Good morning, everyone. Today is the 27th of March, 2023. I've entitled this video, Wonderings. Oft, alas, this wretched heart has wandered from the Lord. How oft my roving thoughts depart, forgetful of His word. Yet sovereign mercy calls, return, dear Lord, and may I come. My vile ingratitude I mourn, O take the wanderer home. O canst thou, wilt thou yet forgive and bid my crimes remove? And shall a pardoned rebel live to speak thy wondrous love? Almighty grace, thy healing power, how glorious, how divine! That can to life and bliss restore so vile a heart as mine. Thy pardoning love so free, so sweet, dear Savior, I adore. O keep me at thy sacred feet and let me rove no more. Well, apart from God's grace, we would never return to the fold, would we? Christ describes himself as the great shepherd of the sheep. And just like sheep wander from the fold, so do we wander. And we only have the great shepherd to look to bring us back to the fold of God's grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. I am, saith Christ, the way. Now, if we credit him, all other paths must lead astray. How fair soar they seem. I am, saith Christ, the truth. Then all that lacks this test, proceed it from an angel's mouth, is but a lie at best. I am with Christ the life. Let this be seen by faith. It follows without further strife that all beside is death. If that those words aver the Holy Ghost apply, the simplest Christian shall not err, nor be deceived, nor die. When is it Christians all agree and let distinctions fall, when nothing in themselves they see that Christ is all in all? But strife and difference will subsist while men will something seem. Let them but singly look to Christ, and all are one in him. The infant and the aged saint, the worker and the weak, they who are strong and seldom faint, and they who scarce can speak. Eternal life's the gift of God. It comes through Christ alone. 'Tis he who bought it with his blood, and therefore give his own. Woe, we have no life, no power, no faith, but what by Christ is given. We all deserve eternal death, and thus we are all even. Well, we have no place to look other than Christ himself for life. He's the giver and sustainer of life, not only our physical life, but our spiritual life. There's no life apart from Christ. And we can't raise ourselves to life. Only Christ can bring about our new birth. The Lord's my helper and support, my Savior and my friend. He bears my sinking spirits up and will my soul defend. Though earth and hell and sin agree, my comfort to destroy, the Lord of glory fights for me, nor will he let me die. Tell me, Savior, from above, dearest object of my love, where thy little flocks abide, sheltered near thy bleeding side. Say thou, Shepherd all divine, where I may my soul recline. Wherefore refuge shall I fly, while the burning sun is high? Never had I sought thy name, never felt the inward flame, had not love first touched my heart, given the painful pleasant smart. Turn and claim me as thy own, be my portion, Lord, alone. Deign to hear a sinner's call, be my everlasting all. Well, we all wonder from the fold from time to time. If we say we have no sin, we make him a liar, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The covenant of free grace is made with Christ our head, is restored with precious promises by which our souls are fed. The solemn oath of God confirms each promise true, and Jesus with his precious blood has sealed the covenant too. Hence all our enemies flow, and balm from every fear. May we by sweet experience know how choice, how rich they are. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way, and let us remember that our only hope is in Christ and not anything else. May the good Lord be with you today, this week, in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.